The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here is the news.
Chinese and Lao railway authorities have launched one more pair of trains for the China-Laos Railways International Passenger Service. According to China State Railway Group, the pair of trains runs between Xishuang Banna in China and Luang Prabang in Laos, two popular tourist destinations. During the initial period, the additional trains run 4 days a week, every Monday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The whole trip has 6 stations and takes approximately 5 hours. Passengers can make the round trip between the two locations within 1 day. April the 13th marked the first anniversary of the launch of the China-Laos Railways International Passenger Service. A year ago, the China-Laos Railway launched its international passenger service with one pair of trains running between Kunming in China and Vientiane in Laos. According to China State Railway Group, within the past year, the international service of the China-Laos Railway transported 180,000 cross-border passengers from 87 countries and regions. The 1,035-kilometre-long railway, a landmark project of high-quality Belt and Road Cooperation, began operations in December 2021.
You're listening to Special English.
China has launched its national supercomputing network, marked by an inauguration event in North China's Tianjin municipality. The platform is intended to alleviate the imbalance of computing power supply and demand and provide support for the development of the digital economy. It will use artificial intelligence as an opportunity to drive collaborative innovation across hardware, algorithms, as well as applications and systems in the computing field. That is according to Tian Depei, an academic at the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the leader of the platform's expert panel. More than 200 service providers offering applications, data, and computing models have joined the network, contributing over 3,200 products that encompass cutting-edge digital innovations such as scientific computing, industrial simulation, and AI model training. According to a statement from the Ministry of Science and Technology, the construction of the National Supercomputing Network began last April.
This is Special English.
China has been actively developing space propulsion technology in recent years, and the latest achievement is the successful ground ignition tests of a 130-ton liquid oxygen and kerosene engine that will power the country's reusable carrier rockets. Developed by an institute under the China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation, the new reusable engine was ignited twice earlier this month at a test site in China's northwestern Shanxi province. It has so far completed a total of 15 repetitive tests featuring 30 ignitions, with the cumulative test time exceeding 3,900 seconds. According to the developer, the number of repetitive tests on the engine has surpassed the previous record for liquid rocket main engine testing in China. Serving as the primary propulsion system for China's reusable rockets, the engine model features outstanding comprehensive capability and reliability. The engine maker also highlighted breakthroughs in intelligent manufacturing, saying, "The research and development team has established a core technology system for producing reusable engines, which enhances the advancement and stability of engine process technology, ensuring consistent product quality and reliability."
You're listening to Special English. A total of 71 national intellectual property protection centres are under construction or in operation in China. They are distributed across 28 provinces, autonomous regions, and municipalities. That is according to the National Intellectual Property Administration. The regulator recently approved the construction of a national IP protection center in southwest China's Chongqing municipality. The new center will carry out rapid collaborative IP protection work for the new generation of information technology and biological industries. The approval for the new center in Chongqing has further improved the regional layout of the national IP protection centers. After it is completed and put into operation, the center will help accelerate the concentration of innovation resources, promote industrial transformation and upgrading, as well as optimize the business environment and promote high-quality economic development. This is Special English.
China added 56 new unicorn enterprises in 2023, which means the country added more than one such firm each week during the period. That is according to the Hurun Global Unicorn Index 2024, a ranking of the world's startups founded after 2000 that are worth at least $1 billion and not yet listed on a public exchange. The report shows that there are a total of 1,453 unicorn enterprises in the world, with a total market value of $4.6 trillion. China alone has 340 unicorn enterprises, ranking second worldwide. China's unicorn enterprises are mainly in the sectors of artificial intelligence, semiconductors, and new energy. The report also highlighted the fact that Hefei, the capital of East China's Anhui province, is the fastest growing city in terms of the number of unicorn enterprises in China, followed by other major cities, including Guangzhou, Hangzhou and Suzhou. According to the report, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, retained the title of the world's most valuable unicorn last year, worth some 1.5 trillion yuan, about 220 billion US dollars. Meanwhile, the Shanghai-based Chinese games giant miHoYo shot up 91 places to the world's 12th, with an estimated market value of some 160 billion yuan.
You're listening to Special English.
You've been listening to programs from CGTN Radio.
CGTN Radio.
We invite you to visit us online for more audio, pictures, and in-depth reports. At radio.cgtn.com, you can access a wide range of programs and find your favorite news, talk, features, entertainment shows, and podcasts. Hear the difference with CGTN Radio.
You're listening to Special English.
China's 15th National Games will be held between November the 9th and 21st, 2025, in the Great Bay Area. The organisers said that Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau will co-host the 15th National Games for the first time in National Games history, adding that the opening ceremony will be held in Guangzhou, while the closing ceremony is to take place in Shenzhen. Zhang Xin, Deputy Secretary General of the Organizing Committee, noted that it is of great significance for Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau to jointly host the Games. Zhang disclosed that the 15th edition of the Games would feature 34 competitive sports and 23 mass sports activities. The majority of events will take place in Guangdong. Hong Kong is set to host 8 competitive sports events, including men's basketball, track cycling, and fencing. Meanwhile, Macau will host 4 competitive sports events, including the table tennis and women's volleyball. Zhang added that 90% of the venues for the competition are existing facilities in an effort to lower the costs. The National Games, held every 4 years, is the country's largest multi-sport event. The last edition in 2021 saw more than 12,000 athletes compete in northwest China's Shanxi province.
You're listening to Special English.
The city of Beijing has commenced its 14th annual reading season, with almost 300 activities planned over the coming months to spark residents' enthusiasm for reading. At the launch ceremony, 23 books were awarded Books of the Year for 2023. Interactive experience activities were also held at the launch event. During this year's reading season, the city will organize various forms of activity, including a second-hand book market, a teenage reading festival, and community reading booths.
This is Special English.
An archive with a collection of more than 40,000 antiquarian books has been inaugurated in Beijing. The archive is affiliated with the People's Education Press, a renowned publishing house in China. Its collection consists mainly of manuscripts and woodblock printing books in traditional thread-bound form. The collection includes ancient classics, history books, as well as some rare editions of school textbooks published in the late 19th century and early 20th century. Wang Richun, chief editor of the publishing house, said that antique books are important carriers of the Chinese cultural tradition, adding that the archive will try its best to digitalize its collection and reprint books with academic significance.
You're listening to Special English.
Fossils of a herbivorous reptile species dating back around 170 million years have been discovered in the Three Gorges Reservoir area in Yunyang County in southwest China's Chongqing. With a head about the size of an apple and three rows of large teeth in its mouth, the reptile is believed to have lived in the early Middle Jurassic period. That is according to the Chongqing Municipal Bureau of Geology and Mineral Resources. Wang Ping, a researcher at the Bureau, said that the species is thought to have lived during the same period as the Yunyang dinosaur, a type of dinosaur whose fossils were first unearthed in 2015. Based on the reptile's fossil specimens, such as skulls, mandibles, and teeth, the animal is recognized as a member of the genus Tritylodon, a small creature with morphology similar to that of beavers, porcupines, and field mice. Experts said that Tritylodons are an important part of the Yunyang dinosaur fauna, and the discovery had added to the diversity of associated vertebrate species in the group.
This is Special English.
Chinese scientists have constructed a database of nutrient concentrations in Chinese lake sediments, which reveals their historical changes and can be used to predict water quality and environmental conditions in various lake areas. Lakes provide important reserves of freshwater resources for human survival and development, and an increase or decrease in nitrogen and phosphorus concentrations can reflect the corresponding deterioration or improvement of water quality. That is according to Chen Jianhui, leader of the researchers from the College of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Lanzhou University. However, the relatively brief history of monitoring nutrient levels in Chinese lake waters limits the understanding of the causes of their eutrophication and constrains effective lake management. But, as Chen noted, the nutrient concentrations in lake sediments can faithfully reflect the nutrient levels of lake waters and can also help to reconstruct their historical evolution. Using a compilation of published nutrient data from lake sediments and data from newly collected lake sediment cores, the research team obtained the historical records of changes in nitrogen and phosphorus concentrations of 69 lakes across China, and subsequently reconstructed trends in nutrient accumulation in Chinese lakes between 1850 and 2020. The research team also comprised scientists from the Institute of Xizang Plateau Research of the Chinese Academy of Sciences and Hainan University. They also conducted a quantitative analysis of this database and existing data sets of climatic, economic, and environmental factors, leading to the finding that nitrogen concentrations in lakes generally shows a decreasing trend from 2030 to 2100, while phosphorus concentrations will continue to increase in some lake districts.
You're listening to Special English. That is the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read two of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully.
China's 15th National Games will be held between November the 9th and 21st, 2025, in the Great Bay Area. The organisers said that Guangdong, Hong Kong and Macau will co-host the 15th National Games for the first time in National Games history, adding that the opening ceremony will be held in Guangzhou, while the closing ceremony is to take place in Shenzhen. Jiang Xin, Deputy Secretary General of the Organising Committee, noted that it is of great significance for Guangdong, Hong Kong and Macau to jointly host the Games. Jiang disclosed that the 15th edition of the Games would feature 34 competitive sports and 23 mass sports activities. The majority of events will take place in Guangdong. Hong Kong is set to host 8 competitive sports events, including men's basketball, track cycling and fencing. Meanwhile, Macau will host 4 competitive sports events, including the table tennis and women's volleyball. Jiang added that 90% of the venues for the competition are existing facilities in an effort to lower the costs. The National Games, held every 4 years, is the country's largest multi-sport event. The last edition in 2021 saw more than 12,000 athletes compete in northwest China's Shanxi province.
This is Special English.
Chinese scientists have constructed a database of nutrient concentrations in Chinese lake sediments, which reveals their historical changes and can be used to predict water quality and environmental conditions in various lake areas. Lakes provide important reserves of freshwater resources for human survival and development, and an increase or decrease in nitrogen and phosphorus concentrations can reflect the corresponding deterioration or improvement of water quality. That is according to Chen Jianhui, leader of the researchers from the College of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Lanzhou University. However, the relatively brief history of monitoring nutrient levels in Chinese lake waters limits the understanding of the causes of their eutrophication and constrains effective lake management. But as Chen noted, the nutrient concentrations in lake sediments can faithfully reflect the nutrient levels of lake waters and can also help to reconstruct their historical evolution. Using a compilation of published nutrient data from lake sediments and data from newly collected lake sediment cores, the research team obtained the historical records of changes in nitrogen and phosphorus concentrations of 69 lakes in China and subsequently reconstructed trends in nutrient accumulation in Chinese lakes between 1850 and 2020. The research team was also comprised of scientists from the Institute of Xizang Plateau Research of the Chinese Academy of Sciences and Hainan University. They also conducted a quantitative analysis of this database and existing data sets of climatic, economic, and environmental factors, leading to the finding that nitrogen concentrations in lakes generally shows a decreasing trend from 2030 to 2100, while phosphorus concentrations will continue to increase in some lake districts.
That is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.